Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for our weekly segment with noted author Ron Price, who is here with me in Studio A. Good morning, Mr. Price.
So noted, Mr. Micklin. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you.
And this week, we are talking a bit about the holidays and preparing for the holidays. You brought a recipe with you to share with us? Or?
Oh, that's a good idea. Scott, I like that.
I'm just kidding.
A recipe for peace. No, you're
not.
Oh,
okay.
No, I'm going to use that. Thank you.
I see. All right.
I might not give you credit, but I'm going to use
that. What else is new?
Holidays are wonderful times. No doubt about that. They can also be stressful times. And there are far too many stories of families that had a blow up during a holiday meal that lasted in years, if not decades, of estranged? Yeah.
Right.
Difficult relationships. And that doesn't have to be the case. Now, most of us, Scott, I won't put you on the spot and ask you, but chances are you, like I, have one relative that can get under your skin or on your nerves. Or is it under your nerves and on your skin? One or the other. That they just get to you. They bother you. And come on, they're humans just like you are. You probably get on their nerves. So what I'm suggesting is you push the pause button. It's a technique that I've advocated in numerous settings. Choose the attitude that you're going to bring into that holiday gathering in advance. Because if you don't, boy, in the spur of the moment, you might end up saying something you'll later regret, or God forbid, doing something you'll later regret. And to back this story up, this technique up, I tell the story about a time I went to Walmart on Christmas Eve day. And this is back when we only had one Walmart Supercenter. And I probably shouldn't tell this part, Scott, because if I've built up any credibility with you and our audience, I'm about to lose it.
Uh-oh.
As I'm driving to Walmart, I had this thought. You know, I bet most people have already done their Christmas shopping. I bet Walmart won't be too crowded right about now.
Oh.
Yeah.
You really thought that?
I really thought
that.
What
a shame.
I know. Do you want to kick me off the show now or later?
No, it's okay. Because I think you probably learned your lesson.
Oh, I was so wrong. You know where Freddy's is now. It wasn't there then, and that's where I parked.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned off my vehicle, and I had an internal dialogue that went something like, you are about to go into a building with hundreds, if not thousands, of idiots, jerks, maniacs. Can I say those words on the radio?
I bleeped you. Is
there okay? Yeah. Stop it. I said, and you can join them if you want. You know, people are going to be so stressed and frazzled. I was going to say strazzled, but stressed out with, the hectic pace of the holidays. And I said, you can join them or you can choose your attitude. And I said, you know, let's try that. Let's see how it works. And I walked into Walmart, and this time I was accurate. You could just see it on people's faces. And I just started smiling at people. Oh, after you. Oh, Merry Christmas. Oh, let me get that for you. Scott, I was Mr. Rogers in the neighborhood. I was Mr. Congeniality. And I got my items. Please don't ask me what I got. I have no recollection. But Scott, I can still remember the joy I had leaving Walmart because I had chosen my attitude in advance. And the lesson I learned is if I hadn't done that, somebody probably would have chosen it for me, and I don't think I would have liked it. What say you?
I think that's probably true,
yeah.
Right? And I don't think you would have gotten as many smiles in return.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have. You know, I did that training here at the college, and a vice president he's still with us, but he's not at the college anymore, came up to me afterwards and said, Ron, my day is meeting to meeting to meeting. He said, I now realize I need to push the pause button in between each meeting. I can't let whatever happened in the previous meeting impact what's going to happen or how I'm going to act in the next meeting. I said, that's perfect. So before your holiday gatherings, push the pause button, collect yourself, choose the attitude that you want to bring into that gathering. I suggest we do it on a daily basis. You know, some of our days start off not so good.
Right.
You know, they can be the alarm didn't go off, or we got into a dust up with a family member, or I whimsically say we had to drive to work with fellow New Mexico drivers. And
oh, watch out for them.
I was going to say.
Watch out for them.
Yeah. You know, the universal color for caution is yellow. New Mexico license plates used to be yellow. They should have left them that way so that you're forewarned. You're driving with New Mexicans. But anyway, I'm proudly one of them.
Right. Glad
but you
are.
Can get to work in a foul mood. And you can bring that foul mood right into the workplace. But why? Why bring everybody else down? Why not push the pause button, collect yourself, go into work with the right attitude? Same at the end of the day. We have bad days at work, stressful. Things didn't work right. Orders didn't come in. You know, whatever. Vendors didn't show up. Who knows? Don't bring a lousy attitude into the home and ruin the evening for everybody else. Push the pause button in the car. Say, hey, I had a horrible day today, but I'm home now. I'm going to do my part to make this a great evening. Scott, what kind of evening are you more likely to have? Up, down, or neutral?
If I push the pause button, probably an up evening.
That's your odds go up. I mean, you're not guaranteed, but
right.
Your chances go up. So,
sure.
Yeah, please enjoy the holidays. Push the pause button as needed. That's my recipe for holiday joy.
I like that.
I like it too.
Very good. Thank you, Ron Price.
You bet.
Ron Price is here every Wednesday with me right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.